You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Astrid Kamerling. Astrid, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
So Astrid, let's talk about your work. What are you working on now? And you're in New Orleans, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Well, right now I'm working on the season 3 for the Walk Discourse. Moving also requires that, you know, you need to build a new community. And so I'm hoping to kick it off here in September and go into a year of workshops in New Orleans.
So let's talk about that. There's certainly links to your website and lots about you in this interview in the bio, but what is the workshops? What are you preparing to do? Let's just walk the listeners through that so they understand exactly what you're doing,
yeah,
in terms
absolutely.
Of your medium. Yeah. What is your process there now in New Orleans? You're setting up these workshops. What does that mean exactly?
So workshops is basically a term relating back to workshops, except that workshops have historically been inside at tables, you know, and then you get a task and you work in a group. And workshops basically are workshops outside in the public. And what the Walk Discourse does is that it invites a different artist who uses the medium of walking in their artistic practice to lead about a two-hour workshop every month with participants who sign up to join. And the topics are really, really wide. It really depends on, you know, the artist that I can get to commit. It can be about climate change, about power distribution and diversity. We have migration. Can also be about ecology and nature. It really, really varies, and I think that's also the beauty of it, is that the artist leading it is also driving the discourse that takes place during that month.
So, yeah, I'd like to kind of, you know, so to speak, walk through one of these workshops, but to step back a little bit, so you're there now, you're preparing for the fall. How is this all organized and funded? Because obviously a lot of this is outside the marketplace, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's predominantly outside the marketplace. Well, we were very lucky in San Francisco. You know, we built some momentum, and so we were heavily funded by various organizations, Southern Exposure. We are fiscally sponsored by the Intersection for the Arts, somewhat in there with Facebook Air, but also the Andy Warhol Foundation backed us through Southern Exposure. And here in New Orleans now, it's always hard if you are a new project and nobody knows you. So I guess, you know, you start off very basic. I'm very lucky that I still have a little bit of funding left from San Francisco, because I was very transparent about my move, and so they gave me a lot of support. But yeah, that's how it looks like. And we're now also starting to charge a little bit for our tickets and testing that out, and we'll see where we go from there.
So let's talk about one of the workshops. Can you kind of bring me along through one? Someone attends it, what happens? You can maybe use an artist as an example or yourself, but just to go through one of them.
Yeah, I'm super happy to actually talk about, you know, you're not to have favorites, I guess, and you curate, but one that I very much enjoy. That was actually during an exhibition that I curated, where I then also integrated 3 workshops into the exhibition format. And that was by Laura Lane Miller. And Laura came in and she had developed a set of dice and a small zine. And the dice didn't have numbers on them, but symbols. And the symbols referred to the senses or architecture. And so we were paired in a team over the 2 hours And the zine had different tasks in it where we were requested or asked to roll the dice with a partner and then react to the task that the dice gave us to observe the environment and then share our results in the big group. And that was being done continuously as we were walking through the mission district. And what it really allows you is that you start to see the environment that you, you know, may be in every day differently because you're requested to maybe smell or maybe just listen or draw something that you see in the environment and then observe it more closely. So that was one that, you know, I can highlight and was quite special.
And so when you talk about what's happening this fall, you say we. So you're working with a collaborative to bring all these workshops to New Orleans?
Well, at this point in time, I'm really lucky. I have two interns, one intern in Spain and one local intern. My collaborator, sadly, remains in the Bay Area. So, you know, we kind of like our ways separated. She's Minusa Meridinia. She's still doing her practice, but, you know, we just can't work on this together with me being in New Orleans. So, yeah, I'm backed up by two amazing interns, Ilya and Kanita.
And so to talk about the practice and how this will unfold in the fall, ideally, how many workshops will there be and how is that organized? I know it's further ahead, but what do you imagine happening then? How many?
It's actually not further ahead. It starts in September. The season runs from September to April. And it's the third season now, so it's the same concept every year, time-wise. And in San Francisco, they were hosted from 2 to 4 p.m., but since this is a different climate, in New Orleans, we're starting at 5, so it's from 5 to 7 p.m., and the first workshop is actually coming up September 14th at 5 p.m., and we're going to have Adam Cross and Lisa Walker research on the oxbows here in the region. And so we're going to take the ferry over to Algiers, and then I assume that we're going to be walking along the Mississippi and we'll hear him elaborate on his practice, and he uses photography, and he'll probably share a little bit how he uses and combines walking and photography.
That's very interesting. And and so there's also a whole, how do people access the whole calendar of events? Is there a whole calendar of events or?
There's not a whole calendar of events, and that is actually really, it actually has a good reason. I don't really plan ahead too far in advance because I really love to get engaged with who's attending. And if there's somebody who shares that they have a practice that collides with walking, I usually invite them along a couple months out. So I usually only announce one walk at a time.
And so what else is happening there in New Orleans for you this year? Are you also teaching there? What is there other things in your plate besides this? I would imagine there are.
Yeah, I'm freelancing out of a social community space called the Blue House. And I mean, there are so many things that I'm doing. There's just an article that was published that I was writing, a small one that came out in Chicago area in Six magazine. And then at the moment, you know, much of my energy is going into the walk discourse. And then some things are not yet completely official, but I'm starting to support local non-arts nonprofits in program management. I have a background as arts administrator. I worked at the Goethe Institute in San Francisco this past year, and so I'm continuing that work. And you know, than the usual. You apply to artist residencies, and you apply to grants, and you see what lands and what doesn't. So I think that's how my life at the moment looks like. And when you're new to a place, much of it is attending events to meet people, to understand the cultural landscape, and then to clearly identify how you can, you know, bring something positive and valuable to the community. And I always work on my own practice. I have an exhibition coming up with my collaborator in San Francisco in 3 months.
What'll be in that exhibition, the one with your collaborator in 3 months?
Well, we're preparing a little bit of a write-up of the 2 years of workshops that we have hosted in San Francisco, and to kind of like close the chapter for the Bay Area a little bit, you know, in an ingenious way. And then there are also going to be, we're not quite sure, 2 or 3 workshops that are being hosted in that exhibition and connected to that exhibition.
Very good. Well, that sounds exciting. Astrid, it's been great talking with you. I want to ask you one more question. What are you reading at the moment?
At the moment, I'm reading The Spark and the Grind by Eric Vall.
Astrid, thanks so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate your work and wish you luck this fall.
Thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.